Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past because Michael Rose is giving it away. Michael Rose guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesmen. Call now for Michael Rose's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-305-0204. The single biggest play Michael Rose will have all week.
All week.
You get it tonight, and you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-305-0204. I just called, and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information. I simply called 1-800-305-0204 and got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free. That's 1-800-305-0204. 1-800-305-0204.
You know those Blink motion-activated security cameras you hoped would go on sale? Just did. It's the Blink Black Friday Cyber Monday sale with huge savings now through Monday. Blink cameras are motion-activated. When they detect someone snooping around, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD clip. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home, pets, and package deliveries.
Visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. That's BlinkProtect.com/radio or hit Amazon and search Blink Camera.
Shopping on Black Friday? Don't miss your opportunity to save big at Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Come check out the Valley Hyundai Value Center, where every used vehicle is priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. That's right. All used vehicles are priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. The selection is incredible, and so is the opportunity to save big on a used vehicle from Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Visit them at NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. This year, Hero.Loan personally paid over $85,000 worth of appraisals for our service members. That's how we say thank you to the men and women who sacrifice so much for our great nation. With the VA loan program, you can cash out 100% of your home's value to pay off credit cards. Apply today and get your customized loan options with our 5-minute loan approval at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is where Bears fans go to talk first place Bears football. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station, and Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins, Northwestern Basketball returned to the new Welsh Shrine Arena on Wednesday night to host Georgia Tech in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. The Bears are comfortably in first place in the NFC North at 8-3, but there's still no real update on the health of starting quarterback Mitch Trubisky. Former Bear player and current Bear broadcaster Tom Thayer told Mully and Haw today it might not matter when the Bears play the Giants in 6 days.
I'm not disappointed in what I saw out of Chase Daniel with actually no practice time at all, no timing time, no conversation on the field in terms of, you know, communication with noise going on. So if you gave Chase an opportunity to have his 150 to 200 practice reps for the week, I think you'd see significant change.
Entire interview with Tom Thayer up now on 670thescore.com. The Bears return to practice on Wednesday. In the NFL tonight, final game on the Week 12 slate, Houston hosting Tennessee. Basketball, the Bulls return home tonight to the United Center. They are taking on the Spurs. Coverage here on The Score starts with Steve Cashel's pregame show at 640. Over to hockey, the Blackhawks will have 2 new players tomorrow night when they host the Golden Knights at the UC. Chicago shipped Nick Schmaltz to Arizona yesterday in exchange for forwards Dylan Strome and Brendan Perlini. Finally, in college football, Mack Brown is reportedly going to be North Carolina's next head coach, and Illinois extended the contract of head coach Lovie Smith for 2 more seasons despite a 9-27 record over the past 3 years. Illinois AD Josh Whitman joins Dan Bernstein in about 20 minutes. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to a Built for Tough Bears Monday here on Chicago's number one ranked and most listened to sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com station.
This hour is brought to you by Patrick Auto Group.
It's a movement.
It's a revolution, and I'm excited to be a small part of it.
Rich Campbell.
I'll get up with you, have some coffee.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat writer.
Everything that happened, every last word is in my notes.
Bringing you the latest from Hallis Hall.
There could have been a lot of excuses and feel sorry for themselves. They didn't do that. And, you know, when you have that, I'm starting to learn as a head coach with this team who we are, and it's special.
Asking hard-hitting questions.
What impressed you about Leonard Sapp?
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Built Ford Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. If it's Monday, if it's Bears season, if it's 11, it means this is Rich Campbell at Rich_Campbell. He of the Tribune got to watch the Chicago Bears win three consecutive divisional games over the course of 12 days, the final one being on the road with a backup quarterback. I guess I'm finding this more impressive, Rich, than some do, sort of taking this all in stride. But considering how long it took John Fox to win three divisional games, for Matt Nagy to have bitten off this chunk the way he did, I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we, you know, put together a big package before that Lions game on the 11th. We did for the paper about how the Bears had the longest divisional losing streak in the NFL. It was 10 games, and they had the worst division record over the last 3 years, 4 years, you know, worse than the Browns. I mean, this was the reason that they were stuck at the bottom of the league, in the bottom of the division. They couldn't beat the other teams here. And so they entered this 12-day stretch, and I thought if they went 2-1, that would position them really nicely for a run in here. And we saw them win in different ways. We saw a great game by Trubisky in the first Lions game. We saw the defense make plays to help out an offense when the offense wasn't clicking. We saw them win on the road. We saw them win at home. We saw them win with a backup quarterback. They're doing enough, and they're doing it in different ways that, you know, as you watch, let's say, Vikings-Packers last night, and you're looking at both of those teams, and you think the Bears are every bit as good as those other teams. And there's every reason to believe that they are going to finish this thing out and host the playoff game at Soldier Field in January.
Yeah, that's right. Are you not entertained? You know, this is the kind of thing where the best time to be a fan of a pro sports team is when you are realizing that your team is good, realizing that your team is getting good. And considering all the stuff we speculated about in training camp, I'm a little surprised that there isn't more excitement, more over the top intensity about a Bears team that's good and fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about it over the weekend that with that victory against Detroit to get to 8 wins, that the Bears beat Vegas as a season over under on wins. Remember, it's 7.5. And so we're not even in December yet, and the Bears have beat Vegas's expectations for them, and mine as well, certainly. You know, let's see how this goes as, you know, the Rams come to town, and let's say if the Bears beat the Rams, I mean, that would be incredible. They would be their best win of the season, and then maybe you really start dreaming big. I understand why any fan is cautiously optimistic, maybe reluctant to stamp this group, but I mean, the energy at Soldier Field for the Vikings game, by the end of it, by the time, you know, they had cleared the field from Eddie Jackson's pick six touchdown celebration, the stadium was like nothing I had seen in my 5 years, you know, 6 years on the beat. It was just different. The city is realizing that the team is back. Maybe the 10-day layoff here doesn't help as everybody sort of gets distracted by the holidays, but it's going to be an intense run in. The team is totally relevant. And again, there's so much to like about it from the head coach and some of the things that he has done from a culture standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, to the fact they have this growing quarterback. And then the defense is just so fun to watch. The next big play is always one snap away with this group. And it's exciting at every turn.
Not to tell you how to do your job, but I know from...
I need it. No,
What I would like to ask Nagy, given the chance, are a couple things about Jordan Howard, because we've spent a lot of time talking around some things regarding the run game and run-pass balance and using a lot of euphemisms for what's going on. I would like to know, is Jordan Howard 100% healthy? And if so, is he in shape? Because he just doesn't look the same to me. And we can talk all we want about Kyle Long and Brian Witzman or the scheme or the philosophy and all that, but just scouting the player, he is not moving as quickly. He is not generating the same kind of force. He is not running through initial tackles like he used to. Something's up, and I don't know if he's hurt or just out of shape or just for whatever reason not good.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something, particularly as we are able to see it objectively with this point you make about not getting yards through contact. I mean, this was what Howard did absolutely best when he was playing well the last two seasons. It's finishing runs and getting 2 or 3 yards after every play. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact yards after contact average that he's on right now, but I know he is not like up in the top 10 of rushers. And, you know, he was either first or second the last couple of years. So I agree with you. I think it's some type of issue physically with the player. I don't think he's hurt. I think you're probably closer to it on the latter. Maybe it's a conditioning thing. I've sensed that his vision on his tracks are affected by some of this power blocking, that he's way more comfortable on the outside zone where he's in space and he can one cut, get up the field, get downhill a little bit, and then use that power better. But I'm with you. I think it's a blocking issue. I think there's an issue with the ball carrier. I don't think it's as much scheme, but I agree that it's not a fit. And I think we would all expect there to be some changes in the running game in the offseason, whether they go out and get a different running back. They're going to try to fortify the offensive line. Obviously, they've had trouble there already. And this could end up in the final analysis being their Achilles heel for some type of playoff game, you know, in a one-and-done situation that they just can't run the ball and they just can't get the passing game going either, whether it's because of the weather or whatever, that you can't say the Bears are a flawless football team. It's just not true. They can't run the ball, and we'll have to see if Nagy was able to use this break to find some schematic band-aids for what's going on here, because I'm with you that Howard doesn't look like the same runner, and it's very clear that Nagy's trust in him is not the same as the previous coaching staff.
Why was Trey Burton so bad?
Good question. Maybe bad day. I mean, some of that stuff was a little uncharacteristic for him. Don't see him really drop the ball a lot. The holding penalty on the third down run where Chase Daniel had a design run behind him was going to get the first down regardless of whether Burton held on that play at the point of attack. Bad day. I think at the very least you just chalk it up to that. He's been better than I thought he would be overall, just the total package. I think part of the Bears running problem stems from tight end blocking issues. I mean, they were down to their third wide tight end against the Lions. Burton is not known as a blocker. He's been okay in that regard, but he's not Travis Kelce as a blocker. So the Bears are going to have to try to get comfortable either with Adam Shaheen when Shaheen is healthy or figure something else out for that wide tight end spot in terms of the running game. But overall, as a pass catcher, Burton's been pretty good. Bad game, though, against the Lions for sure.
So what should we be watching for indicators regarding the health of Mitchell Trubisky? You know, he wasn't in a sling. It didn't look like he was, you know, moving around with any kind of pain as he's clapping his hands and cheering his guys on. So is it they're, I'm not going to say anything, obviously, until they have to, but what are going to be your early signs?
Yeah, it will be tomorrow when Nagy hosts his press conference. He'll be fully interrogated about Trubisky's status. I'm with you. I don't expect him to say anything because they're still in that 48-hour, you know, Monday to Wednesday game planning period. So they don't want to give anything up to the Giants. So when we go to practice at about 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon, if Trubisky is throwing, I think he's playing. You know, when we saw him on what it was Tuesday before the Lions game, so 2 days before the game, Trubisky was out there, but he was just underhanding a ball to his fellow quarterbacks, sort of out there to be out there for the cameras, but he wasn't participating at all. But if we see Mitch throwing overhand, that's it. That's all I'll need to see, because he needs to practice in order to play. They're not going to run a quarterback out there who hasn't practiced. So I think we'll know by Wednesday what his status is going
to
be.
Rich, we were talking about Vic Fangio deciding to blitz more than he used to, because previously the Bears had always been near the bottom of teams in sending extra guys. And this year, they're not. We're seeing a little more exotic risk-taking from Vic Fangio. My working thesis is knowing extra attention is going to be paid to Khalil Mack allows for the calculus to change, a higher likelihood of a successful blitz from elsewhere with more open space and fewer bodies. Just actually counting up the numbers of who's where, sending that corner blitz, sending the green dog with Roquan Smith up the middle if his guy stays in. I wonder if this is all just added ancillary Khalil Mack effect, letting Vic Fangio be more confident that the blitz will get home.
Yeah, that's a good thesis. I like that. I'm not sure we'd get Vic to admit that.
No, it might be wrong.
Strategy, but I think we've at least seen it work out that way. Whether that's the thinking behind it, you get Roquan Smith isolated on Theo Riddick like he was in the Lions game the other day, and Roquan Smith beats that block, he gets home, and that's because he singled up on a running back. And the Bears have said they really like their matchups with Trevathan and Smith against running backs. So they've been able to get that a few times because, as you're right, there's teams are sliding protection towards Mack. It'll get some of the interior linemen one-on-one as well. I mean, Hicks doesn't command as many double teams in the pass rush because protection is sliding that way. They've also got a back end that can make it work. I mean, that's part of it too, that with Kyle Fuller, Prince Amukamara, and Bryce Callahan, those guys are good at winning in the first 2 or 3 seconds of a down. So if Vic feels like that he can heat up the quarterback a little bit and get the, make him get the ball out, that those guys aren't going to be beaten early in the down. They're physical. They're really good changing direction. And then you saw what happened with Eddie Jackson on the blitz at the end of the Lions game, where he was able to jump that throw to the flat and turn it into points. And we've seen that a few times this year.
Rich, thank you as always.
Have a great week, Dan.
You too. That is Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune. Coming up next, Illini Athletic Director Josh Whitman will join us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Listen to former Bear great Olin Kreutz 3 times a week on the score. Mondays at 7 a.m. with Mully and Hawk. Fridays at 4 p.m. with Mack and Parkin. And after every Bears game on the score's post-game show.
We're hoping Mr. Biscay gets healthy. We're lucky to have Tate as a backup quarterback, but let's not fool ourselves. So we do want Mr. Biscay back.
Olin Kreutz on Sports Radio 670 The Score and on your mobile device through the radio.com app.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your car on the road with quality parts and Napa know-how. Finally, it seemed Jim Harbaugh's time had arrived in season 4 of his return to Michigan. After a disappointing season opening loss at Notre Dame, the Wolverines had gone on a 10-game binge, shutting opponents down week after week. Finally, they were going to beat Ohio State. Finally, they were going to play in a Big Ten title game. Finally, they were going to be in the college football playoff. Not so fast, my friend. Michigan was trampled 62-39 Saturday by Ohio State, giving up the most points in regulation it had given up since it first played football in 1879. Harbaugh's 0-4 now against the Buckeyes, and those 10 wins mean nothing to his fans when bookended by the losses to Notre Dame and Ohio State. Losing the game was bad enough. This, though, wasn't a loss. It was a humiliation. I'm John Feinstein.
Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past because Michael Rose is giving it away. Michael Rose guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesmen. Call now for Michael Rose's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-305-0204. The single biggest play Michael Rose will have all week. You get it tonight, and you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-305-0204. I just called, and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information. I simply called 1-800-305-0204 and got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free. That's 1-800-305-0204. 1-800-305-0204.
You know those Blink motion-activated security cameras you hoped would go on sale? Just did. It's the Blink Black Friday Cyber Monday sale with huge savings now through Monday. Blink cameras are motion-activated. When they detect someone snooping around, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD clip. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home, pets, and package deliveries.
Visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. That's BlinkProtect.com/radio or hit Amazon and search Blink Camera.
It's time once again for fantasy football. You take a running back or a receiver in the first round. It's a lot of educated guesswork, but you don't need to take chances on your haircut. Great Clips has clip notes, technical notes on your haircut, so you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut every time. Visit any of the 200 Northern Illinois Great Clips salons in the Chicagoland area, and clip notes will make sure you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Get the ultimate Black Friday deals at JCPenney. Hurry in now and save up to 40% on select major appliances, like an LG three-door French door refrigerator on sale for only $995. Save $704. Plus, get up to 36-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card through 11/29. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 10/31 through 11/29. Refrigerator LFCS 22520S. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Shopping on Black Friday? Don't miss your opportunity to save big at Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Come check out the Valley Hyundai Value Center, where every used vehicle is priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. That's right. All used vehicles are priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. The selection is incredible, and so is the opportunity to save big on a used vehicle from Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Visit them at NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Second to none since 1931.
New York & Company is the best-kept secret for great fashion at amazing prices. Shop in-store and online for hundreds of holiday gifts starting at $10. Their biggest Cyber Monday event ever is on at NewYorkAndCompany.com with free shipping and exclusive online deals. They have something for everyone, including new arrivals from their exclusive celebrity brands from Ava Mendez and Gabrielle Union. Hurry and check out the best steals of the year from New York & Company.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Us, Townstone.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Dan Bernstein with you solo today. Connor is a bit under the weather. Hoping to have him back tomorrow. And the Fighting Illini made some news over the weekend with a contract extension for football coach Lovie Smith. And the man who hired him and extended him joins us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Josh Whitman, who is on Twitter at IlliniAD. Josh, how are you?
Doing fine. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. Our pleasure. So when did you first decide to begin discussions or make the decision that this extension was something you wanted to do?
Well, I think it's something that we've contemplated for some time. We knew that this would be the year where Coach went from having 4 years left on his deal to having 3 years left, and that's generally the time when you first start entertaining this idea. And as we headed around the corner in the season, I think we looked into the off season and thought about what can we as the administration do to put this program in the strongest position to be successful going forward. And we felt like that message of the extension would be helpful in terms of the things that we thought were most important in this off season. One is retaining our current players. And we have 80 freshmen and sophomores on this team. Guys who are game tested at this point have had a lot of experience and need to keep them together, get them another productive off season. We've got a group of core coaches who I think are doing a great job, and they're going to have lots of different opportunities as the coaching carousel heats up. And then also going out and getting some new faces, whether it's a couple of the vacancies we have on our coaching staff or just as importantly, some new faces on the team, recruiting high school players, transfers, fifth year players. We thought that sending that message of stability, support from the administration was important and would put Coach and everybody else in that building in the right frame of mind and in the strongest position to go out and get those things done this offseason.
How does the extension affect the well-publicized buyout provisions?
Yeah, we're still finalizing a lot of those terms. You know, I think that the contracts, any contract really, no matter how long it is or how involved it might look, has really five key components to it. One is the length. Second is, of course, the compensation. Third is the incentive structure. And the fourth is what we would owe the coach if we were to make a change. And then fifth, what he would owe us if he were to leave. And each of those five terms exist independently of each other. And so We will work through those negotiations with Coach and his representatives and take that full package to the board when they meet in January. But as I said yesterday, it's not a new contract. We're not tearing up the current deal that we have. We'll make some adjustments to it and add some years on the end. But we're not starting out from scratch with an entirely new deal.
You mentioned the overall coaching staff and looking at how this affects others when there could be other opportunities that open up. Is Illinois committed to paying assistant coaches, and not just coordinators, but assistants down the line, the salaries that are competitive and commensurate with those at the very top of the Big Ten and around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not in a position where we're going to save money on staffing. We recognize that those coaches are absolutely vital to our success, and that we're going to put Coach in a position to go out and have the flexibility to recruit the people that he needs to be a part of this staff. As you said, not just the coordinators, but on down the line. And we're going to make the decisions and find the best people who fit our culture, who fit our values, without constraints on the financial side.
In March of 2016, you said naming Lovie Smith as the Illinois head football coach is the first step in taking this program to a place of national prominence. We will build a program that contends annually for Big Ten and national championships. After 3 years and a record of 9-27, what tells you you're on the way to doing that?
I think what I have the good fortune of being in a position to do is to see our football program every day. I see the progress that we're making. I'm able to be at the practices, to be in the meetings, to
what
be
do you
around
see?
Our...
What is it? I guess that's what I'm asking. What is it that you see that sometimes isn't on display on game day?
Well, I see the work that they're doing. I see the steps that they're putting in place, the plan that they have. I see the work that they're doing in the weight room, the film room, schematically. I understand that, again, these processes take time. And I think a part of the story that doesn't get told enough is the situation that Coach stepped into in 2016. We had a program that hadn't won in some time. We had some recruiting that had been challenging. We had facilities that were past their prime. And so we recognized that it was going to take some period of time for those things to remedy. And this is a long-term build. We know that. And so when we're around this team, when we're around this staff, we see the steps that they've taken and that they continue to take. I met with the team this morning, and again, 80 freshmen and sophomores, and had a chance to talk with them about how critical this off season was. And I think it's key. Sometimes people become so fixated on the head football coach, and obviously the head coach is a key component to building a successful program. But especially when it comes to football, you've got 100 players, you've got 20 coaches and support staff, you've got academics, or you've got all the people around football, probably in total about 150 people. And I think it's important for them to hear from me, I believe in what you're doing. I see the work that you're doing. And obviously the results haven't been what any of us want. We're not shying from that. We acknowledge that the wins and losses have come fewer and farther between than any of us would like. But the process is put in place, and we have to give it time to mature. And next year when we come out, we're not going to be 80 freshmen and sophomores anymore. All of a sudden, the kid who was the little guy in the block gets a little older, gets a little more mature, and gets a chance to go out on the field and start to evening some scores. And I think we've got the right plan in place to make that happen.
So what's the expectation then? Do you expect to be a winning team next year?
I think we're in a strong position to do that. Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're in a good spot heading into year four of this era, to be in a position to go out and absolutely compete every week that we take the field. I think we'll be in a position to go out and have every expectation that we can win every game that we play. I'm not saying we're going to go 12-0, but I think that when our guys step between the lines, they have every right to feel like they can go toe to toe with the person on the other side from them, and that we're going to win our share. And I'm not going to sit here and say how many wins that's going to be. I'm not going to make predictions or say what has to happen. But they're going to go out and I think be a much more successful team than we've seen the last 3 years because of the work that they've done the last 3 years and because of the time and energy and the all of a sudden we've got these are a bunch of battle-tested guys. These are guys who've gone out and played in the Big House, who've played at the Horseshoe, who've played at Camp Randall, and that's hard to do. You know, that's hard to do, and they've got that experience under the belt now, so that when they come out a year from now, they're going to be much more prepared and ready to go out and get some more wins than we've seen the last few seasons.
We're watching football change in front of us. We're watching the game evolve and the sport evolve, the athletes, the tactics, all of it. And it's evolving toward more and more interesting and more creative offense. What tells you that reaffirming a commitment to a more defensive-minded coach is the right move in the larger environment of football?
I think that, you know, every coach has some background on one side of the ball or the other. Certainly you're not going to see every program in America go to an offensive-minded head football coach. I think that having a defensive-minded head football coach is a big part of our identity. I think that we found a great offensive coordinator in Rod Smith. We're able to go out and do some of those creative things on the offensive side of the football that you talked about, one of the most improved offenses in America here in this most recently completed season. And so I think when you're talking about a football coach, you want somebody who's a strong leader, somebody who's going to work and compete and organize and be a good CEO of their program. And ultimately, you know, Lovey is able to do all those things for us. He has tremendous integrity, which I think in today's world is at more of a premium than it's ever been. We're able to graduate our student athletes and prepare them for lives of purpose when they're done here. And we're able to, I think, continue to move things forward on the field in a way that's incredibly productive. And I don't think that has any tie to what side of the football Lovey or any other coach for that matter was brought up on, so to speak. I think that you can surround yourself with people who are going to innovate and put in place a system that will allow us to be successful, whether you're talking about offensively, defensively, or special teams.
We are talking with Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. How much heat have you been getting from prominent people within and without about declining attendance and overall footprint and profile? I know it must rankle to see Northwestern continuing to have some of the success that they've had. I hear it from a lot of the Illini alums that I know in various walks of life along the way. They grumble about it. You're the guy that hears it all. You're the guy they're going to come to with some of these gripes. How much heat do you feel?
Look, I don't feel heat. I feel responsibility. You know, this is a place that I care a lot about. I played football here. I have 2 degrees from this university. I've been around this place now for over 20 years, and I feel incredibly fortunate to be in this position. I feel very privileged to be in this position, and I feel very responsible to be in this position to all of our former athletes, to our current athletes, to our fans, our donors, our alumni. You know, these are big jobs, and I think we've got a great plan for the direction that we're headed. But we have to stay the course. You know, we have to continue to execute on that plan, and we have to give ourselves the time to let that plan become a reality. And nobody wants this thing to be successful faster than I do. But I also know that we're doing the things that are necessary to build the program. I understand people's frustrations. I certainly share a lot of those frustrations, but I also have the chance to see the people who we have here involved every day, whether it's our coaching staff, our student athletes, and I know that we've got the right folks engaged to move the needle for Illinois athletics. You know, I am a true believer. I say this all the time in the power of major college athletics, and I believe wholeheartedly in the potential that we have here at the University of Illinois, you know, with the alumni base that we have, with the state that we're in, with our connections to Chicago, with the academic profile of this institution, our membership in the Big Ten. We've got a tremendous platform in front of us, and for too long we haven't realized that full potential. But I believe wholeheartedly in the plan that we have, and we just have to continue, as I say, to swing the sledgehammer. We just have to come to work every day and continue to execute on that plan and have confidence that with time and with execution that the good things will come for us.
You mentioned the details of the contract were still being finalized. How is this being done, and when will the deal actually be completed?
Well, as we do with any coach when we're in a negotiation, we either work directly with the coach or with the representatives. We'll work through that on, you know, as long as we have it done in time to present to the board at the end of January, then we'll be in a good place. And, you know, once we get the contract finalized, we get it signed off on, then we'll make it public the same as we always do. This is not an uncommon practice. I mean, this is how we approach every negotiation with every coach on our staff, and we'll work through it with diligence and knock down some of these points, and then put it in front of our board for approval here in a couple months.
All right, before we let you go, how good should the basketball team be this year?
Well, it's a fun team to watch. We had a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces on the roster. Had a week out in Maui last week. Of course, it didn't go as we'd wanted it to, but I think you saw a competitive basketball team. We're one possession away from beating, obviously, the newly crowned number one team in the country in Gonzaga. Excited about Brad Underwood, his leadership, and these guys. I think that our fans, as they come into State Farm Center this year, they'll see a team with great personality, with great competitiveness, plays with tremendous intensity. So I don't know what that means in terms of wins and losses. We also happen to have one of the most competitive schedules in our program's history. But I do know that we're going to take tremendous steps forward. We'll be a much more competitive team than we've been recently. And again, just as with football, look forward to a very bright future on the basketball court as we head into the future years.
Josh, thanks for taking the time for us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
That is Josh Whitman, the Illinois Athletic Director on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Saturday and Sunday are free calendar giveaways courtesy of Rose Pest Solutions. Sunday, bring a new stuffed animal for the inaugural Chicago Wolves Teddy Bear Toss. All right, the texters are opining. It is your chance to tell me what you think of that, about what it says, about where Illinois football stands right now. 312-644-6767. You heard from the guy who made the decision. Want to find out what you think. You've got WSCR, the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
So yesterday I said to the kids, what do you want for dinner? And my son says, I'm in the mood for steak. And I said, well, guess what? I want you to go down to the freezer in the basement and grab a couple of the hand-cut top sirloin steaks that came in the family gift pack for Omaha Steaks. And he did, and I pan-seared them to medium rare, and then in the pan where I seared them, I added some shallot and some cremini mushroom and some red wine and some butter and cooked it down into a perfect mushroom beurre rouge and just drizzled that over the top of the crisped-up medium rare steaks, a little whipped potatoes on the side, and that makes for some happy children. So you can get that very same Omaha Steaks family gift package. It was originally $195. It's now just $49.99, and you get, as part of that $49.99, all of this, four of those hand-cut aged-to-tenderness top sirloin steaks, two savory premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four snappy kielbasas, a package of all-beef meatballs, four perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and four more burgers for free. All of that is what's in that package, and you get it by going to omahasteaks.com and entering WSCR in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation, family-owned company, over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. This limited-time package is $49.99, and you go to omahasteaks.com. Type WSCR in the search bar. It will take you right to the family gift package, and then you add it to your cart. Do not wait. The offer ends soon. Go to Omaha Steaks, put WSCR in the search bar, and you can send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
You know those Blink motion-activated security cameras you hoped would go on sale? Just did. It's the Blink Black Friday Cyber Monday sale with huge savings now through Monday. Blink cameras are motion-activated. When they detect someone snooping around, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD clip, and Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home, pets, and package deliveries.
Visit blinkprotect.com/radio. That's blinkprotect.com/radio, or hit Amazon and search Blink camera.
Shopping on Black Friday? Don't miss your opportunity to save big at Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Come check out the Valley Hyundai Value Center, where every used vehicle is priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. That's right. All used vehicles are priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. The selection is incredible, and so is the opportunity to save big on a used vehicle from Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Visit them at NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Get the ultimate Black Friday deals at JCPenney. Hurry in now and save up to 40% on select major appliances, like an LG three-door French door refrigerator on sale for only $995. Save $704. Plus, get up to 36-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card through 1129. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 1031 through 1129. Refrigerator LFCS22520S. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past because Michael Rose is giving it away. Michael Rose guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesmen. Call now for Michael Rose's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-305-0204. The single biggest play Michael Rose will have all week. You get it tonight, and you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-305-0204. I just called, and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information. I simply called 1-800-305-0204 and got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free. That's 1-800-305-0204. 1-800-305-0204.
New York & Company is the best-kept secret for great fashion at amazing prices. Shop in-store and online for hundreds of holiday gifts starting at $10. Their biggest Cyber Monday event ever is on at NewYorkAndCompany.com with free shipping and exclusive online deals. They have something for everyone, including new arrivals from their exclusive celebrity brands from Ava Mendez and Gabrielle Union. Hurry and check out the best steals of the year from New York & Company.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have 4 more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Hi, Lance. Good to see you.
That's
Lance Briggs. Also happens to be a former Bears linebacker. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you need to keep that chip on your shoulder to keep you guys fueled for the following week or to keep pressing on, I'm fine with it. Whatever. This is definitely not a city that has fans that don't believe, might be critical, and they're going to say what they're going to say when they see it. but they're behind their Bears 100%. Nobody believed in us but us mantra, yeah.
Mitch dropped that yesterday.
Right.
It's not, the coaches haven't played that card, no, though. No, but Mitch did. And I mean, he's an extension of Nagy, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At participating restaurants only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's something that we've contemplated for some time. We knew that this would be the year where Coach went from having 4 years left on his deal to having 3 years left, and that's generally the time when you first start entertaining this idea. And as we headed around the corner in the season, I think we looked into the off season and thought about what can we as the administration do to put this program in the strongest position to be successful going forward.
Okay, if that is more of this, then so be it. 9-27 in the first three seasons, and the reason why I read the quote that I did was where the expectations were set 3 years ago, March of 2018 2016 when he was hired, where he said, it's the first step in taking the program to a place of national prominence. Well, we will build a program that contends annually for Big Ten and national championships. And it's very difficult to see the roadmap to that from here, but if he does, that is his job to do so. John is in Joliet. John, what did you think?
Abysmal. That's what I see and hear. I mean, I don't know if this guy actually believes. Going to a practice and watching what they do or going to the meeting is what Illinois fans and alumni want to hear or see. But a W at the end of the day is what's all that counts. And I just think this guy is so full of himself and full of crap that Illinois ain't going to be a 500 team in the next 5 years. This is just an abysmal football program.
Well, when you have a couple of losses that was 63-0 and 60-something to whatever, it doesn't speak highly to the – that's why I asked about the a defensive-minded coach who wasn't really able to be part of a very successful defense. That's a big jump from what he said. He said next year they should feel like they can win every game they played, and feeling like that it is different than actually – that being true. So I don't know the difference in that expectation. I can't tell players what to feel. Maybe they could take the field and feel like they could win it and lose every one of their games. But obviously no hard commitment. But if he's expecting a winning team next year, then maybe him watching them in practice and film, maybe he sees different things than I do on game day. So I'm sort of trying to nail down where that disconnect may be. South Shore, this is Bill on the Score. Hi, Bill.
Hey, always great to talk to you guys. That was a great question, Dan. You could hear the blood running to that man's organs as he sat in silence, aggravated that you asked such a poignant question that he has swung and missed on for the last 3 years. Real quick, Lovey, to me, I don't see him. I thought, you know, right off the bat, first 2 years, maybe he's going to attract some top-level talent, even from within the state, even, and he has failed. I don't see it changing at all. And, you know, I'll just real fast, on the Bears, when people talk about arm talent, you saw it last week. A big arm is very big in the horizontal passing game, and I think we got it with Mitch. But I don't want to get off topic. You guys have a great rest of your show, but thanks for that great interview, Dan. Illinois is going nowhere.
Thank you, Bill. The what you say about the connection that Lovie Smith has, I always wonder about what I've been told by Illinois officials, by athletic directors, former administrators there, about and athletics officials there, about the divided culture between trying to be Chicago's team because of all the Chicago-based alumni and trying to be the rest of the state's team, and how hard it is to marry these two cultures. And maybe they thought that Lovey was going to be the guy who somehow could do that. But basically, you know, we know how this state is. You got Chicago, and then many of the areas outside of it might as well be Alabama. I mean, you can just look at the way all of these demographic tendencies tend to run. And it's hard. Illinois is in a very difficult position where all their money is coming from Chicago. And a lot of their fandom, a lot of people that would come to some of these games are coming from downstate. And it's your football coach is also, he downplayed one thing I would have given more time, would have followed up on. He sort of downplayed the idea of the significance of that one football head coach himself. I think it's even more important. I don't think necessarily it's about the 150 people and the video people and the support staff and all that. That's your front facing name and voice and face. It matters. That's a brand representation of you that you put out there first. Your head coach means that much. And when you think about great college programs, you think first about these deified head coaches because of the strength of their personality and their charisma. And that's the self-recruiting starts in that way. And I don't know how much Lovie Smith has embraced being a brand ambassador for Illinois football. And that's where there's some who say he doesn't spend enough time in Champaign, but then again, they say, well, look, all the money, the boosters, and a lot of the talent is in and around Chicago. So somebody's always going to be unhappy in that regard. Southside Joe on the score. What's up, Joe?
Hi. I just primarily wanted to make a comment in reference to the AD giving an extension to Lovie Smith. I can't understand giving an extension to Lovie Smith simply because of the record that he's already accomplished. And not to mentioning the fact is that he's just totally outclassed in the Big Ten. It's a terrible decision. And I think the AD may be the next person that goes. I'll listen to you.
I have not heard that his job is in jeopardy, at least yet. But you can't sustain 9-27 after 3 years and stay at that pace and also not have a winning basketball team at a supposed basketball school. You know, the other side to this is I don't know what the alternatives are. We also know it was a $12 million buyout. And it's very possible that the board to which Josh Whitman answers could just say, no, whatever you do, we're not paying that. If you want to figure something else out and however you want to do it, we don't have that. And we're not going to plow in another $12 million, especially after the buyout drops to four after next year, pending whatever these details are that are being worked out about the new deal. And I don't know that they were confident that there was going to be that next person to come in and fulfill what he initially said. Do you think whenever the Lovie Smith era is over, do you think the next hire will want to come in here and have his boss say, we will build a program that contends annually for the Big Ten and national championships, plural? Because that's a big ask for what they have going on here. And I understand that the Beckman regime created a mess beyond belief that they are in the process. I'm trying to be fair about it because I know how bad it was under Beckman and how royally incompetent that entire thing was and how bare the cupboard was, that there was a lot of room to try to bring in guys. You still think if you're bringing in quality freshmen and sophomores, freshmen and sophomores are allowed to be really good too. I think some of this is based on the understanding of, well, now they're not freshmen and sophomores anymore. Well, there are plenty of teams that have freshmen and sophomores that are running all over the field and standing in the end zone and doing jumping jacks.
I must have missed the first 2 years of Rondale Moore at Purdue.
Right? I mean, it's okay that those guys are allowed to be good too. It's not automatic that freshmen and sophomores can't contribute and make you really good at football. Go get those guys. Go get the freshmen and sophomores that are running 3.5s, running by everybody. Kendall in Naperville, you're on WSCR.
Hey, you know, the immediacy of winning really kind of obscures the larger problem that they're just not recruiting. And it can be done at Illinois, but they don't have the guys in place to do it now. When Ron Zook was there last time they won in football, he was a master recruiter. Last time they won in basketball were Bill Self's players, again, a master recruiter. And they've all been replaced with guys who don't recruit well. And that's the name of the game. You said it yourself, they don't know how to build a brand. And that's the problem with Illinois. And I don't see it getting better with these two guys. Illinois is getting out-recruited by DePaul, for God's sakes, in basketball. And it's a dim picture.
Kendall, thanks. The segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.99 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. John in Shorewood, you're on the score. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Al, you
stole a little bit of my thunder, but, you know, you said it a couple of years ago. You said if you want to win, go get Bobby Petrino or Mike Leach. But we know that's probably not going to happen. And, you know, you kind of see this when programs kind of come out of a mess. It's kind of why the Bears got John Fox after Trestman. You know, you want mm-hmm. someone who will bring an integrity, who will kind of clean things up and maybe kind of hope winning will come along with that. But he kind of told you in his interview what's most important to him in some ways when he said Lovie Smith's integrity. And I think, you know, coming out of a mess like that right now, that's probably what's most important to them, especially in a place where it's hard to win. But, you know, you said it a couple of years ago. You want to win, you want to be exciting, go get one of those bad guys who was considered to be a bad guy, but that's probably not going to happen. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, this is there. When you really look at how difficult it's going to be to get them back, in basketball, you can get one dude. You can get one or two that can essentially put you on the map and make you relevant and make you meaningful and have you playing in March just because you have that guy and you can give him the ball every time. It really isn't. It isn't that easy with a football program. I also think, like he says, that if you think you're going to fool recruits into this illusion of coaching stability through kind of the gobbledygook of contract language, kids see through that. Kids are able to know. And you know who tells them that? The opposing recruiting schools. You know who comes in, and if they're not smart enough to figure it out for themselves, the school that is recruiting them elsewhere says, oh, Illinois told you he's safe? No. Look at the facts of the deal here. Here's some of the gritty details. They could buy him out here. This changed to this. If they're bad next year, they could still fire him. They're being told that immediately. Any major recruit for whom Illinois football is competing is right now, that same recruit has got a competing school on the phone explaining to them what of this is real and what of this is public relations spin. Because that's how recruiting works. Coming up after the top of the hour, we have a lot to get to with the always interesting and entertaining Richard Deitch of The Athletic. So much going on with the whole Tiger and Phil Mishegas. We've got what's happening with NFL ratings through the roof, NBA ratings dealing with the LeBron out west effect. I want to talk about the treatment of Urban Meyer by Gus Johnson and others during that game on Fox. We're going to get to all of it with Richard Deitch next. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Jack Daniels and The Score are giving you a chance to win a private dinner with NBA legend Tony Kukoc. Visit 670thescore.com/contest to enter. Live freely, drink responsibly.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Stock number X85065.
A good night's sleep is so important, and sheets are really important to a good night's sleep. And maybe you think, well, my sheets are fine. Yeah, but fine doesn't cut it anymore now that there's brooklinen.com and the ability to sleep on luxury sheets at a very, very low cost. I'm like you. I said, doesn't matter until I finally got luxury sheets. And I said, oh, I'm an idiot. We should have had these a while ago. Well, you should have your brooklinen sheets now, because I have brooklinen sheets, and they are the best and most comfortable that I have slept on. I couldn't recommend them more. If you're going to treat yourself or a loved one to a bedding upgrade this holiday season, now is the time to do it, because brooklinen.com has an exclusive holiday event that's ending soon. It's up to 20% off site-wide when you shop at brooklinen.com this week only. The sale is ending, so it's your last chance to shop the biggest brooklinen sale of the year. And brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. It's brooklinen. These are the best.
You know those Blink motion-activated security cameras you hoped would go on sale? Just did. It's the Blink Black Friday Cyber Monday sale with huge savings now through Monday. Blink cameras are motion-activated. When they detect someone snooping around, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD clip. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home, pets, and package deliveries.
Visit Blink.
blinkprotect.com/radio. That's blinkprotect.com/radio, or hit Amazon and search Blink Camera.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Just the books, but their experience in this industry. Make the call that will change your life. Call Illinois Media 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700. Financial aid is available to those of you who qualify. Call now. Classes start soon.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion.
Shopping on Black Friday? Don't miss your opportunity to save big at Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Come check out the Valley Hyundai Value Center, where every used vehicle is priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. That's right. All used vehicles are priced at 50% of their Kelley Blue Book value. The selection is incredible, and so is the opportunity to save big on a used vehicle from Napleton's Valley Hyundai. Visit them at NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Get the ultimate black